Finally this hour, the music of Aurelio Martinez. He's from Honduras, and he's been a champion for his people, the marginalized Garifuna. They are black Central Americans descended from African slaves and Caribbean Indians. For 4 years, Aurelio Martinez fought for Garifuna causes as a Honduran congressman. Now, with his group Garifuna Soul, he's returned to music to address his people's plight. Banning Air has this review of Aurelio Martinez's new album.
Garifuna music has mysterious Afro-Caribbean roots. There are West African rhythms and a Latin lilt, flavors of reggae and calypso. At the core is a unique language and poetic tradition focused on the hard lives of a disempowered people who live at the mercy of the sea. Backing Aurelio up vocally on this poignant love song are members of the veteran Senegalese band Orchestra Baobab. Aurelio has forged a special tie with Senegal thanks to a program that sent him there to mentor with Youssou N'Dour, arguably Africa's greatest living singer and bandleader. And boy, did it mean a lot to this African-descended Central American to make that connection. That's Aurelio and Youssou mixing it up on a song recorded in memory of the late Garifuna star Andy Palacio. There are Senegalese flavors inserted throughout La Rubea, but the CD keeps its focus on Garifuna music with its rolling rhythms and irresistible folk melodies. This song talks about sharks, Aurelio's characterization of the politicians he worked with in the Honduran Congress. The Garifuna of Central America know their language and culture are threatened in their home countries. But Garifuna music has achieved outsized recognition on the international music scene. Aurelio, with his talent, vision, charisma, and searing voice, does a lot more for his people with music than he ever could as a congressman.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. The album is called La Rubea by Aurelio and Garifuna Soul. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.